From the WDXE newsroom, this is the WDXE News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that State Supreme Court Justice Thomas Marcel indicated April 5th he is considering splitting the trial of four defendants charged with a felony count of unlawful imprisonment in the beating of Columbia County resident Harold Handy. Columbia County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Rosenstrach, her husband, gym owner Alex Rosenstrach, IRS agent Brian Hang, and local contractor Corey Gaylord allegedly beat Handy at a 2020 party at the Rosenstrach residence in Kinderhook that was attended by several local law enforcement officers. The four were first indicted on gang assault charges, but Judge Richard Kowiek dismissed those charges in late 2021. Jury selection was scheduled to begin last November when news that Handy's civil attorney and a civil attorney for at least one of the defendants had discussed a settlement condition on the defendants not being indicted. But Handy may not have known about those lawyer negotiations. On April 5th, the new judge in the case, Marcel, said he would allow defense attorneys to ask Handy in court whether he had been aware of the alleged talks. The answer to that question may determine if there is just one trial or if it is split in two between the Rosenstrach and Haig and Gaylord. Marcel also said he would consider dropping all the charges against the four defendants. Handy was beaten nearly to death. The judge said lawyers have until April 14th to make arguments for or against dismissal of the charges. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mary Dempsey reports in Columbia Green Media that there were more student fights at Hudson Junior Senior High School on April 4th. Police were arriving at the school for another matter and came upon students fighting. School officials did not reveal any details of the fight or any disciplinary actions. There have been several reports of fights at the school recently. Hudson Superintendent of Schools Lisa Marie Spindler made a statement asking for parents to stop the repeated violence at the school, saying, and I quote, "I have urged parents and guardians to speak with their students about the importance of proper behavior, of abiding by staff directions, and of exercising appropriate judgment to avoid escalating inappropriate incidents. I also urge them to monitor their children's social media use and to talk with them about appropriate behavior on and in response to social media channels," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that on April 3rd, the town of Cairo voted to approve a visit from National Park Service to the town's 387-million-year-old fossil forest in an effort to get it listed as a national natural landmark. The fossil forest is an extensive root system of trees that existed during the Devonian period millions of years ago. In 2019, a group of scientists from Binghamton University, the New York State Museum, and Cardiff University said it was the oldest fossil forest on the planet. Right now, the former sandstone quarry behind the town's highway department is not open to the public. Sylvia Hassenkopf, president of the Cairo Historical Society, discussed how long it might take for the forest to be named a national natural landmark, saying, and I quote, "It has been my experience in working with the National Parks Program that the collection of information, the preparation of the designation packet, and the presentation to the review board takes 2 to 3 years once the process has begun in earnest," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nancy Curran reports for Columbia Green Media that the New York State Thruway Authority holds a public information meeting April 18th at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center in Catskill to discuss their plans to replace a quarter-scale road bridge at I-87 next year. An April 5th statement from the authority said, and I quote, "The existing structure will be replaced with a new bridge featuring increased vertical clearance, safety guardrail, snow fencing, and a new riding surface. Approximately 870 vehicles per day travel over the Cortisco Road Bridge," end quote. The work replacing the 68-year-old bridge will cause substantial detours. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.